Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I thought I set a new record, but Jason said the real record is probably 15 seconds shorter. What am I talking about? I just connected, and I said, Jason, I'm so sorry. Things are absolutely hectic here at the farm, and I just connected. Probably 15 seconds before, well, actually, the intro was playing when I connected, so it's not quite a record. I've beaten that one time, but I am so sorry. You're all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to a USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Rich Evans with us, and I just want to mention, Rich, seriously, We've been broadcasting together for close to 11 years, and you have been 100% right on the money with your analyses and the deciphering that you've done about we have lowered the bars of standards in the United States to the point where everything is broken. So your term is the bars and standards. My term is everything's broken. And we are willing to, not we, but people, the GDP, is willing to accept second rate, pretty much everything. And that's how we got here, class. It's really the bars and standards have been lowered to the point where parts wear out fast. If you can get the parts, the mechanics don't know what they're doing, the salespeople don't know what they're doing, tech support doesn't know what it's doing, the people in charge are AWOL, there's no direction, there's no stability, there's no trust. Trust in pretty much everything is at all-time lows. Nobody believes corporations, nobody believes the news, nobody... That's really where we are. And Rich, you were right on the money, and I just, you know, I think you need an attaboy, and that's what this is. Attaboy, Rich.
Well, I appreciate it, Vince, but you know what? What it boils down to even more specifics. It's the fact that you've heard me talk about it in many different ways when you delegitimize work. When the powers that be use divide and conquer strategies against one another, and certain groups feel entitled to play the victim group status card, in turn, they demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. And I'm going to go into this in a little more detail. I never have enough time to go into it 100% because I have so much information to pass on to the people to wake people up. But what it does, it doesn't just eliminate the rule of law. It doesn't just lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in. So hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards and expectations, accountability, nothing means anything. So we've eliminated the rule of law with precedence. We've created more wealth and equality because of this, but we've eliminated value. When you eliminate value, nothing is earned. So when hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards mean nothing, it means the people can't survive. Forget about success. Forget about job based on what group you're in. It has nothing to do with white male, because I've mentioned a gazillion times, you know, look at all the, what about Zuckerberg? What about Soros? What about the Rockefellers? What about the Rothschilds? People, it has nothing to do with it. It's an attack on poor and middle-class white male. They're taking the blame. But when you look at all, look at Pelosi's son, Joe Biden's son, Hunter, Romney's son, Kerry's son. All these people didn't earn their money. They didn't earn their job. They're part of the aristocracy. It's the aristocracy, the top 1% to 2%. I've spent so many hours over the last 12 years explaining that the rich are getting richer. Just during this COVID pandemic alone, the top 1% to 2% doubled, tripled, and quadrupled their net worth. And there's more billionaires now than there ever was, while the bottom 93% has lost almost everything. They're becoming 100% insolvent. And that's why the little guy is not just going to see inflation, but deflation, stagflation. Look at debt in this country. Look at bankruptcies, defaults, and delinquencies going through the roof. Look at the velocity of money heading down into the cellar. Look at consumer confidence across the board. These are all deflationary. Debt is deflationary. You got aging demographics. You got fertility issues because of the jab. You got a reduction in demand that's starting. We're starting to see, which is deflation. We have wages going down. We have a drop in overall spending because people don't have the money and they're trying to tighten their belts. We see home prices starting to drop. We see, you know, people say, oh, are we in a recession? Well, when you have two quarters of contraction, that's the definition of recession right there. There's no debate. It's all BS. Unemployment's rising in most areas. Savings is almost non-existent for the bottom 93%. We are a credit debt-based economy. And you throw in supply chain issues. Look, the little guy is getting hammered from every angle. So, and it all boils down to one thing, people, is the fact that we've gone 50, 60 years of lowering the bars of standards and expectations for especially good jobs, and that includes government jobs and big corporations. And that's what today's, when I share these articles with you, that's going to be the theme of today. It's not just corruption, but the fact that nobody is doing their job at every level. And that includes Congress. They represent the lobbyists, the PACs, the special interests. They don't care about you. They care about them being funded. So politicians, bankers, lawyers, judges, 95% of them aren't doing their job because they're either bought and paid for or blackmailed. They don't care. We are living in the biggest fraud, fake everything from economy to politics, to the rule of law. Everything is fake and phony. I mean, look at, we got the New York Times creating a propaganda puff piece on Ray Epps so the American people will stop talking about him. It just made it worse. Ray Epps is on video inciting, announcing a violent riot attacking the Capitol, and yet he doesn't get arrested. Everybody can see this is the plan. Everybody can see this was induced. Everybody knows that the magnetic doors were opened from the inside. People see the videos of the Capitol Police waving people in, patting people on the back. We have so much evidence of the Biden crime family regarding Hunter's businesses. We have billions of dollars, probably at least 60 on the books, probably close to 100 off the books, going to Ukraine. We could have already used that money to spend to buy 3 or 4 border walls. So with all the crime and the murders and the rapes and the mayhem going on from illegal, unvetted aliens, mostly military-aged men, nothing's getting done. No one's doing their job. The elite have purposely delegitimized work. And we stood by because all the useful idiots are sitting there thinking, oh, well, I'm not going to pay attention to the PSYOP. I mean, that's what MKUltra is. That's what mass formation psychosis is. They're made to feel they have options and different choices, but they've already been brainwashed. You think it's about, they teach you how it's about equality, fairness, tolerance, equity, inclusiveness, all these politically correct buzzwords. It's not even close. It's about the consolidation of power, money, control. And how they do that is by delegitimizing work and lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. So there's no standards, there's no qualifications. That means they only recruit people who's willing to sell any narrative, people who are willing to sell out their principle and the rule of law for their own personal gain. Because they think, or did think at one point, it was about their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun. But see, now they only care about their paycheck and their status and their pension. Lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job was by design. And this is why a lot of people are afraid to speak up, because they're afraid to be called a name. And you've heard me say this many times: controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theory. You're afraid of not being liked. You're afraid of being put on a list. What you're afraid of doing, really, is standing for principle and the rule of law. It's never been about equality, fairness, tolerance. It's always been about an aristocracy takeover. And now there's no standards and no qualifications. People are starting to say, uh-oh, how do we control our own destiny? You can't anymore. And I've talked about this in great detail and specificity over the years. And I've given my own personal examples. For example, back in the late 70s, I tried to get a job as a New York City fireman. I could bench press 365 pounds, which is not that big of a deal. And that was the year the women's group sued because they couldn't pass the physical test. You know what they sued for? They sued to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations because they couldn't pass the test. Now, I'm 210 pounds, and there's not many of them who can carry me up and down a ladder. So they had to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. We'll be right back after this, and I want to continue the story.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, last night Rich had and I had a very serious discussion. And you are hearing that discussion right here, right now. Rich, you're talking about applying for a position as a New York City fireman, a very highly respected position. Please continue.
Yeah, well, I want to make a long story short because I have so much information I want to deliver today, Vince. But, folks, when you can't do your job and then you go into default mode, which is stupid mode, and all you can say is racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, telephone. Look, the powers that be, this is why I've gone through a lot of the psyops, the psychology behind the scenes, the studies, because they want you to be invoked with an emotional reaction to your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. But at the same time, they don't want you to address the fact that certain groups have demanded to lower the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for a job. That's what default mode is. You lose the ability to think, and you're just a follower with a canned emotional response. Now, here I am in Montana, been here for 37 years. You know, one of my plan Bs was to get a job with the National Forest Service. So I got a degree in forestry. I went to the National Forest Service interview. They told me they could not hire me. It was an older, well, probably a lot younger than I am now. I'm in my 60s. A white male who told me, I'm sorry, you're basically here for show. This is in the early 80s now. So all this talk about, oh, Rich, this has only been happening in the last 20 years. No, it's not. So I showed up with experience and a college degree, and they hired two girls sitting in the waiting room right out of high school with none of the above. Again, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. And then I went, when I was with GlaxoSmithKline, I think I've read their rap sheet to you, where if you or I had a business and did one trillionth of what they've done, we would never mind lose our business, we would be in prison. And I asked for a demotion, a part-time job. They were hiring females off the street with no experience to be part-time job candidates for existing representatives that are there. Some literally had no experience. And I had phenomenal numbers, and Vince could attest to that because he's seen my Kudo papers, all my awards, all my numbers and quotas. It's a very big list. But it meant nothing because GlaxoSmithKline told me that I couldn't be part-time because that was for women only. Well, I contacted a bunch of attorneys, and they said if it happened in reverse, I would have a $10 million law settlement by the end of the day. I had attorneys tell me that the reason why I can't sue is because I didn't have enough group self-pity points. Another attorney told me I didn't have enough victim group status. So here we are, living the consequences of inaction towards political correctness. No justice, no restitution, no rule of law. Just death, destruction, treason, and sedition. Or the corrupt who decide that they'll do anything that their corrupt supervisors tell them to do, even if it is against principle and the rule of law, they're going to get ahead. And now we have people dying from a fake vaccine across the country and the world. We have no rule of law. We have casket salesmen coming online saying that they've sold 5 years' worth of stock in just 7 months of baby child caskets. But yet, we have nothing authentic, nothing legitimate, no more value because nothing is earned. Work has been totally legitimized. All the number one reason is because we sat back and allowed the powers that be to lower the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for a job. Welcome to America. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Deputy National Security Advisor Matthew Pottinger will testify in person during Thursday's made-for-TV, mostly partisan January 6 hearing. A judge in West Virginia has blocked authorities in the U.S. state from enforcing an abortion ban. A Kanawha County Circuit Court judge, Tara Salingo, granted the Women's Health Center of West Virginia a preliminary injunction against the ban on Monday. With Maryland Governor Larry Hogan term limited, the contest to replace him has drawn the attention of former President Trump. Even Oprah Winfrey is weighing in. Voters on Tuesday will choose nominees in statewide legislative and congressional races. Hogan has endorsed former Labor and Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz. Trump has backed state legislator Dan Cox.
My campaign is to restore freedom to the free state. What's so wrong about that? Nothing. Everyone across every party line wants to have their liberty back, and I'm the only one offering that.
USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is backing Karen Taylor Robson in Arizona's Republican gubernatorial primary, going against former President Trump's endorsement. Pence is expected to campaign with Robson, a housing developer, on Friday. And that's the same day that Trump is set to hold a rally for former TV news anchor Carrie Lake and her Arizona gubernatorial run. The winner of the August 2nd Republican primary will likely become the state's next governor. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, has blocked a push by the Biden administration and Democrats for another $1 trillion spending bill that will make inflation even worse. Senator Marsha Blackburn applauds Manchin's stance on Newsmax.
Biden just cannot spend enough money. He continues to push what he is trying to spend. Now, he spent $4 trillion on COVID, and he's wanting to add another trillion to it. And, Rob, every economist around says the spending needs to stop because it, along with energy, are the primary drivers of inflation. Well, we know that it is not a good idea. We know that this is going to continue to drive up inflation. People that I talk with say 9.1%. They're not looking at the things we spend our money on. When you go to the grocery store, when you go to fill up the tank, you have your prices through the roof.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich, what you said is absolutely correct. Here's an exclamation point. So, class, I went to an all-boys college preparatory Catholic high school in the 1960s and 70s. And I'd taken the Scholastic Aptitude Test known as the SAT. And I applied for admission to the university that my dad attended. And I had I was denied. I was denied acceptance. And I had a letter of recommendation from the chairman of one of the academic departments, family friend, who knew me personally. This wasn't just some letter written on about someone that was unknown. This chairman of this department knew me personally, been to our house many times, saw me growing up. And that letter was submitted with a reapplication. I was denied again. So typically a son or a daughter of a graduate of a institution like a university can get preferential treatment. What I'm saying is my grades were good, my test scores were good, I had a letter of recommendation which should have helped me. I was denied twice. That summer, before the freshman year, I was pumping gas at the gas station, fixing cars. Car pulled in, young man was driving it, and on the rear window, there was a sticker from that university on the back window. And I asked him if he was going to the university, and he said, yeah, he was. And I asked him how he did on the Scholastic Aptitude Test. He said, he was confused. He didn't know what I was talking about. He said he didn't take it. He was admitted, didn't take the same exam, didn't take the required exam, bypassed all that, and he was admitted. He was accepted. He was black. So when you talk about special interest groups, that is just another example. Now, Rich and I did not get did not plan to be on the air together when we were growing up. We didn't know each other until about 11 years ago. This happened all before then. We're not the only ones. It's just one more exclamation point. I'm not saying black people shouldn't go to school. I'm not saying black people shouldn't go to college. But the bars of standards were lowered for this young man. There's no question about it. He didn't have to take the same exam that I did. How come? Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Look, we've gotten to a point, folks, where we've rewarded mediocrity for so many years. And this is a designed plan to consolidate power, money, and control. 66% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Look at how difficult the bottom 93% is having surviving right now. This is an insolvency program. When you reward mediocrity, you destroy everything America is about. The elite are literally insulting your work ethic, your ability, and your intelligence, and literally making you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for your group. What do you think is going to happen? Ingenuity, productivity, innovation, knowledge, opportunity, everything is gone. Your oath, your vow, your word of honor, you being a quitter or not, is all basically based on excuse behaviors based on your group, your hyphen, and your pronouns. Everything that we're seeing across the board, in every context, is because that people who have the good jobs didn't earn them, whether it be what victim group status or nepotism connection they have, which is protectionist group status, and we can see it across the board. The lowering of the bars of standards where no one's doing their job. Vince, what I'm going to do here is we could talk about this for hours, and I've given thousands of examples of this over the years. But we need to go back to waking people up, so if it's okay with you, I'd like to start with some published articles in the public domain that's the people really need to hear about, if it's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, sir, and appreciate you allowing me to exercise my First Amendment right. So again, the theme of the day is not just corruption, but the fact that no one's doing their job. I want you to think about that, folks. So here's an Emerald Robinson piece. I'm going to be very brief. The global vaccine nightmare has just begun. What happens when 3 billion vaccinated people have undiagnosed myocarditis? Now, that's just myocarditis. That's just not strokes. That's not blood clots. That's not your immune system in every way going south. And basically, she talks briefly about people, oh, I just lost my mother, she was very healthy, have a healthy friend. They just died of late-stage pancreatic cancer. But what I'm going to show in between this article is some of the propaganda pieces by the mainstream media. And I want you to listen up to what the audacity these people have to keep you dumbed down. Heart attack. Does skipping breakfast increase your risk? Lonely women, only older women, at greater risk of heart attack. Study shows. Climate change could hurt babies' hearts. Study says. All propaganda, folks. No, it's all to prepare you for the mass death. Even Catherine Austin Fisk says it's a big die-off. Remember what I mentioned a few weeks ago? Dr. David Martin said in the next 4 to 5 years, 700 million people in the world are going to die. In the U.S., between 70 and 100 million in the next 4 or 5 years. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said that's an underestimate of the carnage that we're going to see. So they're mentally psyoping you, psychologically preparing you with all this propaganda pieces. Expert warns that shoveling snow can be deadly with cardiovascular conditions. I'm shortcutting here. Little known heart attack that's striking fit and healthy women as young as 22. Heart attack, the drink that could trigger sudden cardiac arrest catastrophe. Physical activity may increase heart attack risk. Physical activity, exercise. This is how dumb they think you are. Rise in heart attacks attributed to pandemic stress and poor diet. Do you live under a flight path? Risk of heart attacks. Hotter nights, risk of death. Green fingers, you're not going to believe this. Urgent warning to gardeners as soil increases risk of killer heart disease. Falling asleep in front of the TV, heart disease, early death. Look, this is what they're doing. This is what they're pushing because they have to justify the deaths because everybody's waking up. People are past the denial stage. They're into the anger stage. Trust me. Next, Air Force cannot discharge troops who filed for religious exemptions from vaccine mandate. Now, this is a temporary order. But that means that shouldn't be just the Air Force. Anybody who's in the military should be aware of this article, okay? You don't need to take the vaccine. Just file for religious exemption. Next, CDC directs LGBT children to secretive chats about sex changes and activism and the occult. So the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, is literally using your tax dollars to promote youth online to discuss sex change operations, regendering, and they're mixing LGBT adults and children, and is run in part by Planned Parenthood. You need to be aware of this, folks. The only way we're going to stand a chance of survival, never mind winning, is if you wake up, you read, you research, you think for yourself, and you have these conversations, uncomfortable conversations, outside your home. Next, health experts are quitting the NIH and CDC in droves because they're embarrassed by bad science. That's in quote, including vaccinating children under 5 to make their advice palatable to the White House. Now, to you in the NIH and CDC who are quitting, you need to become whistleblowers. We need heroes, Americans. We need heroes. You can't just think of your paycheck and your pension. We need people to stand for principle, for rule of law, for standards and qualifications, and I've given articles, several of them, on why children are being vaxxed. It's because it gives liability immunity to Big Pharma and the powers that be who are implementing the death jab. Next, World Health Organization head Tedros urges people to mask up again. Why do they want masks, people? We've talked about this. Three main reasons. It's a protocol for submissive conformity. The second reason is a fear porn flag. And it shows the people, oh, you better be scared. There's another something coming down the pike. Forget about natural immunity. You don't have it anymore, remember? All BS. And the main reason for masks is because the powers that be are losing. They're losing the information war. And they have to give anonymity to their criminals. They have to hide the identity of people who are willing to sell out the American people, like the CDC, the FBI, rogue cops, Antifa, Black Lives Matter. And I wish I had more time, but I don't. Next, the six justices should never know peace. Harvard instructor is calling for people to accost justices in public. So now the Democrat Party is literally calling for for you to be vigilantes against the justices. I want you to think about that. And they want to take away your weapons to protect yourself? These are the people who are taking, it's the same players, folks, the same people. Next, former MSNBC contributor Malcolm Nance basically was talking about the insurgency of the Republican Party, and he says Americans might have to fight their neighbors. They want civil war. They want race war. They want gender war. They want World War III because they have to hide their crimes. Next, Biden is in Saudi, when he was in Saudi Arabia. I'm going to quote what he said. For those of you in the military and those of you who have military personnel who fought, bled, and died for this country, you should be disgusted. Quote from Joe Biden, "We'll always honor the bravery and selfishness of Americans who served." Yes, that pause was for effect, people.
Yeah, he also misspoke and called it selfishness.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chris, I hope all these points are hitting home. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. As you can tell, I'm still on my my first category, which is basically an example of everything I want to discuss, and we're almost done with the first hour, so I apologize for being backed up here. I'm going to start to speed up things at least in the second hour. Okay, next article here, Sheriff's Facebook page, they're posting, this is from Wright County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Sonny Borelli. Quote, recently some sheriffs around the state have been contacted by the FBI stating they will be conducting an audit of their CCW permit holders. That's basically your concealed carry in the coming months. I have not been contacted as of yet, but I assure all of our CCW permit holders in Wright County, I will not release the information to the FBI or anybody else, as this information is strictly confidential and protected by the state statute, Sheriff Sonny Borelli. And there's a similar piece by Missouri AG Eric Schmidt blasting the FBI for seeking concealed carry permit information. We know that California and other lefty states has posted this information publicly so they can induce a civil war. Look, the Second Amendment, folks, denies the government the authority to infringe on our right to bear arms. This is exactly what they need to be doing, is their jobs. Their jobs. We the people give the state authority. The state gives the feds authority. That's as per the Constitution. That's the Bill of Rights. That is the rule of law. This is what happens when we allow people to lower the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for a job. It gets to the point where nothing matters. And speaking of nothing matters, this next article is very disturbing. I want everybody to listen up. I want America and everybody around the world to read up on this, research up on this. You need to know what's going on. Representative Adam Schiff is basically trying to push a bill to end the military operations inside the U.S. He's pushing a bill that's going to block Congress from oversight of the military and the National Guard, including in domestic deployment. Basically, let me put this in layperson terminology. This bill and it's H.R. 4350, is illegal and it's unconstitutional. It's basically going to bring in red flag laws, United Nations control. The Democrat Party in the state and the Senate are going to try and pass this. This is a dictatorship power bill for the Democrats. It's martial law against we the people. It's a declaration of war against the American people. It's no congressional oversight. It's military takeover. This is a tyranny bill. I can't make it any more plain and clear than what I just said. We could talk about this for hours. I don't have the time. My job is to wake people up and give you the information. You, the people, we the people, you need to have uncomfortable conversations and discuss this. All this needs to be discussed. If people were doing the job in the Senate and Congress, this wouldn't even come to the forefront because it's illegal. It's unconstitutional. This is what happens when we look the other way because of political correctness. This is what happens when no one does their job. This is what happens when standards and expectations and qualifications mean nothing. This is what happens when the World Economic Forum, in their publications, says that they don't want us using words like career, goals, dreams. This is what happens, folks. Next, Arizona 6 candidate Kathleen Wynne calls out Katie Hobbs for 60,000 faulty ballots sent out in Arizona. Can you imagine this, people? They'll literally catch people doing this. So much evidence on election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference, and no one's doing their job. 95% of the lawyers, judges, politicians, bankers, the whole works, no one's doing their job. No government entity, institution, organization, or big corporation is doing their job. All right, folks, what I'm going to do now, because of time, I'm going to go into healthcare quick. And I'm already, I can see myself, I'll be deleting over the break a bunch of published articles in the public domain because of time. I apologize for that. And then I'm going to go into general news. A lot of information you need to know about. We'll be right back at the second hour. We appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Rich, sure. You mentioned the Wright County, Missouri. You mentioned the Wright County, Missouri sheriff.
Yeah.
That's my sheriff. I live,
awesome.
I live in, you knew that, right?
I did not.
I live in Wright County. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you chose
wrong, 20 miles away. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.